Wow, what a service today. I don't know about y'all, but wow, God sure has some breath in my life today. We'd like to share an experience about life, which the message was today, which was awesome. Thank you, Robert. And we'd like to share our experience with you guys.
Well, beginning October, we were expecting our baby, and we thought that this would be a suitable time to share our testimony. And the best way I know how to do it without getting nervous and be able to portray exactly what my heart is saying, I decided to write it. So if you guys should just tune in with me for a little bit, and then we'll have Charlie close with us. Beginning June of 2012 this year, Charlie and I begin a new journey of life. It was the beginning of little Sarah Renee Laskowski. Our dreams, visions, and imaginations began to form within our hearts of what she would look like, or what she would act like, become, and blessed with knowing who she was created to be. We found out that we were expecting right after our summer vacation. I felt as if I knew she was beginning to form inside me that entire week, and I was extremely careful already at every little stage of conception, what I drank, how I ate, how I exercised, and slept. This overwhelming joy began to fill my heart. Charlie and I already have 5 children combined in our marriage, but this new creation was going to be a celebration of our love together. Our last few days of vacation, I purchased a test, even though it was a week before you can actually get a result. And I tested positive very faintly, but I sure could see it. And I hid it from the children due to being so early. And part of me believed that it could have been wrong. We were tanning outside of Bible Pool when I decided to share the news with Charlie. He was a bit shocked, but knew it only took one try for us to be successful. We were still very hesitant since it was early, but we both knew that this was it. So here we are, home from our summer vacation, and knowing me, I couldn't wait to take another test to see if the last one was accurate. So here I was again, a few days now from when you're supposed to test, and the result says positive as soon as I could hold it up for my eyes to see. Charlie was like, duh, you wasted your time, because I told you I'm powerful. And immediately, joy came to our hearts. We were going to have our baby. And luckily, as I previous was with the boys, I had no sickness or nausea. I wasn't appealed to certain foods, but I pretty much could eat whatever I wanted and not regret it. I was very happy that I could work and not be nauseous, though the only time it bothered me is when I brushed my teeth. Coming up at 7 weeks, we began our first scare. I began to bleed. It was an abnormal cause that the doctor wasn't even worried about. She told me that they wouldn't see us until I was 11 weeks, and when I called to check with the nurse after my description, she didn't seem to be concerned. We began to be careful after tons and tons of research, and after, as I'm sure we all do, to find out an answer that we're looking for. There were so many different ways it could go, so we just had to trust God that everything was going to be okay. At one point, I felt that I was going to miscarry. I heard it in my head. I thought maybe it was because of all the research that it could be just fear put inside my heart. I actually told myself that was stinking thinking and I needed to just trust God. So I shoved that thought away. At our first visit, 12 weeks with the doctor, I was terrified. Charlie had no idea, but I was actually feeling as if they were going to check the heartbeat and there would be none. Again, I was fighting these thoughts and I felt that they were normal pregnancy fears. So once again, I shoved that thought away and it was then that we heard our baby's heartbeat for the first time. It brought me tears of joy and relief at the same time. The doctor did see what she believed to be a polyp within my cervix and she felt was causing the bleeding. She removed it that day, stating if she hadn't, that I would continue to bleed for the remainder of the pregnancy. I felt renewed that day. I went home and I cleaned. I started cleaning and I felt like so much energy. We decided shortly after that it was okay for me to join our normal workout routine. I remember it was Thursday and I was around 17 weeks at this point. Charlie had a few clients to work with at the gym, so I decided I would go out and start to work out again. I felt pretty good afterwards. We had to run a few errands during that time, and I felt very tight around my lower abdomen and tired. And I remember mentioning this to Charlie, and we both felt maybe it was because I was doing too much that day and I needed to go home and rest. When I went home, I rested, and that night was a turning point of our journey with our baby. I woke up to go to the bathroom, and once again, the bleeding had returned. I was super scared, and I actually said to myself, "No, God, please no." It was a bit worse than before, and we decided that I would take the next day off to rest. I called the doctor, explained my issue, and they asked me to come in. Charlie had to work, but he couldn't stand missing the appointment and rushed over to inform me in his uniform to see what she had to say. Once again, we heard the baby's heartbeat, and they just sent us home. They felt all was okay, but rest was needed. The bleeding proceeded to continue stronger and stronger in a manner we felt was necessary to go to the hospital. We entered into the emergency room with fear of the unknown. Once again, the doctor examined me, and they heard the heartbeat, and they felt all was okay and sent me home. We were not happy with the answer we received, but decided to trust the doctor and follow on the best bed rest rule. It was now week 18, and I continued bed rest rule after calling numerous times to my routine doctor when I was going to have our ultrasound to see if there was anything going on we couldn't see from the outside. We really had no answer, or not one I wanted to hear, so I decided that I was going to call the diagnostic center myself and see if we can get in, since I already had the order in my hand. That order was written up for October 4th. That was 2 weeks away, and I wasn't willing to wait. At that point, all we cared about was a healthy baby. It didn't matter if we were having a girl or a boy. When I called, the reception actually said, "You can come in tomorrow," which was September 24th, 2012, and that is when we found we were having a baby girl. Meanwhile, with all of this going on, we had decided on a girl named Sarah, the one that Charlie loved, and I tried to change it 1,000 times, and he kept saying, "No, it is Sarah." And I chose Renee because I found out that my middle name is Renee, and it meant renew. Charlie, after having 3 girls, he knew he was a girl maker and wasn't surprised, though a hair disappointed, because he was going to have a 4th girl, which meant more drama, more money. And I was super happy that I was finally going to have my first very own little girl. September 28th, 2012, we had a huge feeling that we should have a second opinion. And that night, I began to bleed even more. We questioned back and forth for hours if we should go, and decided late in the night that we should give it a try. Here we are at Winnie Palmer for 5 hours. And after a very thorough investigation, we got the same answer: go home and wait. It was at that time we were told a wait and see. Disappointed and now becoming very angry at this point, we went home and slept. The next day was Supernatural Saturday, and we decided it was best that I didn't sing, because frankly at this point I couldn't even stand up. The rest felt good, and I would bleed more if standing. After a long rest, I felt a huge desire to go and soak in the Lord. So we went, and it was extremely relaxing. I hung out in this back chair they used to have here, a recliner, and I just worshiped God. Okay, let's see. Oh, all right. It was the moment for us again to trust God. Sunday was okay. I took a really easy day at church, sat the entire time, and almost felt that this is just the way it was going to be the rest of my pregnancy, but as long as Sarah was okay, we were too. Sunday night was the beginning of the end. That evening, I felt I was beginning Braxton Hicks contractions. I even looked it up on my phone to confirm and discussed it with Charlie, and it settled in our hearts that we proceeded to go to bed that night. Later that evening in my sleep, I was awakened to pains in the lower abdomen and labor-like breathing. I was only comfortable with my head at the foot of the bed and the fan blowing in my face. I woke Charlie up, and he began to rub my legs gently, and I felt maybe that's all I needed to relax to continue to sleep. That was around 1 a.m. in the morning. Around 4 a.m., it began to get extremely worse. He turned on the light, and he said, "That's it, I'm calling an ambulance." And I said, "No, I didn't want to go home again with no results." After tears of fear, pain, and sadness, we decided Charlie was going to drive us to the hospital. I didn't think that I would ever see him drive as fast as he did that night, but I didn't care. All I knew was I was in extreme pain. They immediately sent me to the emergency room, where I was given pain medicine to calm me down. They decided to send us to the ultrasound tech to check the baby. With the tech's expressions and quietness, I knew something was wrong. At that time, they sent us back to the ER, where the doctor told us that I was 90% effaced, and that it would have to admit me to the hospital and chances of Sarah surviving was minimal. Our hearts were broken. The journey in the hospital was one of the best moments of my life. Even in the worst situation I could ever imagine myself being in, Charlie and I were surrounded by friends we didn't even really know we had, and a great staff. At one point, we were all hopeful Sarah was going to wait it out with me up to 23 weeks. I went 5 hours with no contractions at all, and I felt that as if a miracle was on its way. Still, I felt a little doubt, but wanted to believe all was going to be okay. Beginning around 4 p.m. on October 1st, 2012, the contractions returned, and I remember starting of this horrible return, I spoke to God gently, and I told him that if this was meant to be and this was meant to happen, that he could have her. I knew that he would take her and make a greater purpose than here on this earth. I was at extreme peace. A great friend of mine was the savior of my experience out of all the people that helped. And the worst part of our journey, with the labor being 3 minutes, then 2 minutes, then 1 minute apart, all she could say and think was, "Where's the worship music? Can we please turn some worship music on and just praise God?" That was the best thing that we could have ever done for Sarah. They say at the week of 18 weeks, the baby's ears are fully developed in a way that they're able to recognize their voice and their mother and father's voice when she's born. All Sarah knew was the love of the Lord. We worshiped and praised God, even though in the midst of our horrible trial and uncertainty, all we could do was praise him, thank him for his everlasting love, and trust him. That is amazing. I don't think I've ever experienced this trust and peace within me my entire life. Somehow, Charlie and I knew that all was going to be okay. She was going to be in heaven with God. Sarah had a purpose here on this earth, and it was being fulfilled. All I ever wanted was to experience a real childbirth and what it felt like to have and deliver my own child naturally. My previous sons were both cesarean, but Sarah gave me that. God knew that was a desire of my heart, and that she had been any bigger, I would have still today not known what that was like. Near the end of the beginning of Sarah's life, I was able to physically deliver her to the Lord. Charlie's first reaction was, "She's so peaceful." It was one of the most amazing moments of our life to see that Sarah's last breath with us and with God at the same time. What an amazing journey that was for her. When I had the chance to see her and hold her for the first and final time here on earth, I thought two things. Number one is she had Charlie's nose. I was in awe. At 18 and a half weeks, she was perfectly developed, and you could see every bit of resemblance of her father and I. And the second thought that I had was, and I even told her this, that I am jealous of you. You get to skip and fast forward straight to heaven and not hurt here. She was lucky. We had held her for a few hours with her and very close friends, and then we had our moment alone, just us, before departing for the last time. As hard as all of this experience was for us, it was a huge blessing for Charlie and I. Sarah had imprinted her heart on us without saying a word. She brought out a prayer warrior in her father that I have never seen, yet so proud of during those final hours. Our faith grew larger than I have ever experienced so far in our lives, and it's not done yet. Her presence remains here in our home today, and we continue to spend time with God and grow deeper in him because of Sarah. We know that one day we will meet her up in heaven again, and her purpose was so great that God needed her to be there waiting for us. I know that Sarah is very proud of who we are becoming, and she knows we won't be perfect 100% of the time, but also knows our faith in God will never wilter. It will continue to blossom into a beautiful flower and become a field of wildflowers so we can share with all the people that come within our path. Much like Mary, who knew that Jesus would be born in her body and she would have to sacrifice him to be in her life forever so that we could have eternal life in heaven, we experienced that with Sarah. I believe God told me during those times and moments that I was going to miscarry because he wanted me to be prepared. He knew that her purpose was greater in his kingdom. Yet at the same time, she brought a greater level for us to continue our relationship with God as well. Just now, we have a huge group of amazing friends, and I am extremely grateful. Even though that we do not see the outcome as clearly, we can always trust God. He has a plan. It is greater than ours. Jesus is alive with him. He made a pathway for us to give our sins in return for eternal life. What an amazing woman Mary was to experience that same pain for a greater reward. She didn't know how much it was going to hurt and be a blessing at the same time. Yet she trusted God. And I challenge you today to give him that chance. Ask God to come into your life dramatically. He loves you so much, and even in the pain, there's a greater plan. He wants to reveal to you today. Let him show you how much he loves you, and I promise it's the love that you're going to find truly unconditional.
We'd like to share a verse that kept coming up through the whole experience. Actually, it was one that Robert read a small part of it today on Psalms 139. O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know what when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I am far away. You see me while I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You placed your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in the darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made all this delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in the utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the darkness of your womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank the Church of Whistling Pines. You guys are amazing.